Welcome to the Core Happiness Podcast. I'm your host, Casey Banks. On this podcast, we will cover all things related to inner happiness. So let's do it. We have finished out the first month of the new year. We have come to the end of January. I actually was talking to a friend of mine about a couple of weeks ago, and we were talking about resolutions and just what's working well, are you on track, that whole thing. They happened to say to me, it's a little overwhelming, you know, just the whole new year and resolutions and all of that. And the more we started to talk about it, I realized that's a pretty good point, especially if it like brings your energy down or if you've had like a year full of stress or anxiety or illness. Those are all things that can really just bring down your year, bring down that energy. For most of us, we're probably just thinking, as long as it's not like last year, I'm good. Let this year be different, please. And if there are a lot of things that you want to address from the previous year or things that you hope do not roll over to this new year, that can be a little overwhelming. So I thought that would be a good thing to discuss today, especially as we are getting to the end of the month and people are looking at their resolutions or maybe revising some resolutions. So let's talk about it. Starting a new year obviously can be overwhelming and challenging within itself. And if you think about it, you're coming off of the holidays and time when you're probably around family and friends and you're having fun and there's drinks and there's food. And the first thing you think of when you come back to the new year is just like, all right, let's jump in, got to go back to work, let's get this body right, hit the gym, eat well, like all of those traditional type of resolutions, which are great. But have you ever noticed when you come off the holiday and you go back to work, you need like a couple of days just to reorient yourself? You know, have you ever had that moment where you're like, okay, wait, let me catch up. My mind's on vacation. Like, let me come back and just reorient myself first. So it's always interesting to me that that is when we are starting our resolutions. We're actually starting our resolutions at a time where we're a little bit disoriented. And I think it's a good idea to take time just to recenter and figure out what we really need. I mean, and if you think about it, resolutions are just goals. We're setting goals for the entire year at one time, which is in itself a pretty tall order. So it's important, if we're going to set resolutions or goals for the entire year, to make sure that they're realistic and make sure that they align with our values and that it's something that we really need. Throughout our day-to-day, our minds can get really loud, really cluttered, which can often drown out that inner voice or intuition. So it's important to take that time to connect with yourself and figure out what you really need. And I think taking the first, whether it's the first month, whether it's the first 2 months, doesn't even matter how long it takes, but the key to making good resolutions is to make sure that you've had that time to reconnect with yourself. A resolution doesn't have to be made on January 1st. It doesn't have to be made by January 15th. It doesn't even have to be made by today, the end of the month, right? It's all about what you need, and take the time to figure that out. There's no need to rush. And once you're able to connect, and once you can hear yourself, there is going to be a clear voice underneath all the stress and anxiety and despair. There's a calm voice underneath waiting to be heard. That's the you that you want to connect with before you start making goals. So underneath the clutter and angst, your voice is patiently waiting for you to listen and then act. So use this time and listen to those unheard parts of you and make sure that what you want for this year is aligning with your morals, your goals, your values, and everything that makes you you. Even talking about it, it can sound like it's a lot of pressure, but I promise you it's not. You don't have to go from 0 to 60. Think about somebody that has a habit that they're trying to quit, like let's say smoking, for example. We all say quitting cold turkey because it's very hard to go from one extreme to the other. It's the same in reverse. If you are planning goals, going from 0 to 60 is going to be much more difficult for you. You don't have to start an everyday habit immediately. That is just too much pressure. Just begin with 2 days a week and then work your way up. It can be as little as adding 1 day every other week. In coaching, I call this KISS, which is keep it super simple. So whenever you're setting goals or whenever you're trying to make plans and you want to make sure you stick to them, keep it super simple and you will. Now, if you're listening to this and you're thinking, okay, yeah, that all sounds great and dandy, but, you know, connect with myself and recenter, how do I even begin to do that? Well, a couple suggestions that I can give is to take a walk in nature. It's been proven that a walk in nature, being in nature, can help ground you. Journaling is also very effective. Sitting in silence even, or meditating, is always a good option. For some, being active can trigger thoughts or emotions, creativity. Just moving your body can help that mind-body-soul connection. So even something like yoga, again, it doesn't have to be creating something new or starting this crazy new habit. It really just needs to be something that allows you to recenter. For most of us, it's going to be finding that time to recenter, the time for that self-care. So if you start off the new year thinking about all these goals and all these things that you want to accomplish or achieve for the year, that is going to be overwhelming. The way I like to reframe it is to think of the new year as possibilities, endless possibilities. You can think of the new year as a completely clean slate. You can change whatever you want to change, do whatever you want to do, whatever actions you want to take could happen. So think of it as a new slate. Think of it as an opportunity to address anything you want to address. Whatever's negative in your life, you can address it. Now, not saying that addressing those things are going to be easy, but they can be done. And the one way to ensure that things get done are to make plans and to set goals, which are what resolutions are again, right? So think about it as a new opportunity, a time for you to come in and say, this is what I did not like about last year, and I'm going to change that for this year. And if there are many goals that you want to work on, that's okay, but take it one goal at a time. Once you finish one goal, you move on to the next goal. Again, remember to keep it super simple. Do not add any pressure to yourself. One day at a time, one goal at a time, keep it super simple. If you're interested, you can check out the workbook linked in the show notes, which just helps to guide through the process. It just helps you to reflect over the last year, figure out how to trigger that intuition and that inner voice, and just to ensure that your goals are aligning to your values and what is most important to you. One of my favorite quotes is, "The best thing about the future is that it comes one day at a time." I will say Abe Lincoln got that one right. I could not agree more. The best thing about the future is that it comes one day at a time. So when you think of your resolutions, whether you are creating new ones or perhaps you're just reevaluating ones that you made from earlier this month, either way, just keep these things in mind. Remember to make sure that they align with who you are and what you need. Kiss those goals, keep it super simple, one day at a time, one goal at a time. You've got this. What did you think of this episode? I would love to hear from you. So if you have any questions or thoughts, you can email podcast@corehappiness.com. I thank you for joining me today. For show notes and additional resources, you can visit corehappiness.com. As always, please remember, do not let anyone diminish your light. Until next time, sending you my love.